Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me today, and I'm praying that the Lord is blessing you with the scriptures as we go through them one by one. That's our purpose for being here, to learn from the Word of God. He's provided it, He's given it to us, and we always love to ask Him to bless it in prayer. So pray with me if you will. Heavenly Father, we do thank you, and we ask you to bless your Word today as we study again this book of Colossians. We know, Lord, that your Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth because you promised he would do so. So we ask that he do so today for us. We bless you. We thank you for your word. Thank you for this time we can share in it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is God's Wrath on Children of Disobedience. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 6. Paul the Apostle told the Colossian church members to seek and set their affection on things above and not on things on the earth. His desire was to have them looking toward eternal things rather than temporary. Jesus Christ was going to appear, and they were promised to be with him when he appears in glory. Because of this, the Colossians were to mortify the members of their bodies, which were inclined to fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. In chapter 3 and verse 6 of his letter to them, Paul tells the church members in Colossae how the wrath of God comes upon those who make these as idols and disobey God with their lives. We read, "For which things' sake the wrath of God comes on the children of disobedience." The verse begins, "For which things' sake the wrath of God." Paul began once again with the word "for," which in this case means by reason of, on account of, or because of. And he included "which things' sake," which makes a reference to the members of the body of which he just wrote. Paul tells the Colossians the wrath or the anger, temper, movement, or agitation of the soul, impulse, desire, violent emotion, and indignation of God is at hand whenever these traits are present. The verse goes on to say, comes on the children of disobedience. Paul added comes on, which means appears, arises, comes forth, shows itself, finds place or influence, is established, and becomes known on the children who are those whom God esteems as sons and daughters, whom he loves, protects, and benefits above others, of disobedience, or those who are obstinate and in opposition to the divine will of God. Although these disobedient ones are considered to be children, their obstinacy against the will and ways of God, the Father incites his wrath. As we ponder Paul's words, one thing is for sure. We do not want the wrath of God to come upon us. So as we consider this idea, let's take inventory once again of our own lives to be certain that none of those temporary and earthly ways are within us. Jesus Christ will once again appear in glory, and we should be seeking for and having affection toward him in the heavenly things. If, however, we should find ourselves with any of the traits within Paul's list, let us turn from our ungodly ways and seek the Lord with all our might. May the Lord not only give us the ability to see our faulty paths and be obedient children, but also provide the strength for him to change us where we have need. Next time, Paul refers to the way the Colossian church members used to be. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.